Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau President William Pate says he was shocked when he received a phone call Monday morning from the Braves. But he downplayed the impact their move will have on the city's tourism industry.
They're not moving to Birmingham. They're moving 10 miles up the road. And when I look at our business, the hospitality business, and the effect on the hospitality business, while I think there will be some impact, I don't believe that the impact will be significant.
Pate says the team brings 75,000 nightly hotel room rentals annually to Atlanta. He estimates that number will be cut by 20% after the Braves move.
Which is a medium-sized convention in the city. Our business in whole is growing at a faster rate. So we, over the next 3 years, will be able to absorb that loss.
Pate says he thinks families will continue to choose Atlanta hotels because of their proximity to dining and other attractions, like the World of Coke and the Aquarium. However, he says he hasn't spoken with any of the three hotels near Turner Field and insists the majority of game-goers don't stay at those locations. Two of the hotels declined to comment for this story, and the third did not return calls before airtime. Kevin Gunter is general manager of Bullpen Rib House, just across the street from Turner.
It's definitely going to, you know, going to hurt, you know, and we don't think it's a good move.
Gunter estimates 40% of Bullpen's annual business comes on days the Braves play at home. As for Mayor Kasim Reed's plan to tear down Turner Field and build new, Gunter is hesitant to jump on board.
I don't know what else they can utilize this area for down here. I mean, there's already a lot of abandoned homes and even businesses that are just vacant.
Gunter hopes a deal can still be worked out to keep the Braves in Atlanta. The Braves say the Cobb County Ballpark will be open for the 2017 season. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.